Do you know where your kids are? Yeah, me neither. And a new study today might be providing new insights as to why. And later, I like dirty feet. The sweatier, the better. And I don't care which major OPR sponsor knows it. Oh, come on, guys. That's not funny. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. We'll be back in a moment. Hey, this is starting to piss me off. A concerning report out of Harvard University today that shows a majority of children go missing when a parent turns their attention toward themselves for just one goddamn second. The report found that on average, 9 out of 10 children go missing when their mother or father focused on something that wasn't about their kids, like eating, showering, reading an email, or simply just taking a brief moment to sit down on a chair for the first time all day. I'm joined by OPR reporter Loretta Cook. Loretta, thanks for being here.
Hi, Leslie.
So this report seems to make the argument that taking the teeniest, tiniest fraction of a second to be aware of your own existence can possibly be the worst decision a parent will ever make.
That's right. There were many data sets and examples in the report that back that assumption up, like the case of a first-time mother in Georgia. The report outlined how she was pushing her son on a playground swing when she started to daydream about having a glass of wine and dinner with other adults for the first time in 2 years. But when the swing came back to her, it was empty. She never saw her little boy again.
Wow. Is there a solution here?
One prevailing thought is that kids could be kept on leashes when a parent dares not to have the children be the center of their focus for more than 2 seconds. But that's not necessarily safe either, according to the report's head researcher, Madeline Croyer, who I talked to earlier today over the phone.
Unfortunately, in the time it takes an adult to steal a glimpse of their tired, haggard reflection in a mirror, or briefly wonder when exactly it was they gave up on their dreams, a child will have already chewed through the leash and been found wandering around a cornfield 15 miles away.
Wow, striking stuff. So what can parents do to prevent this from happening?
Croyer said that their studies found that children are most safe when being held no more than 6 inches from a parent's face at all times, or when permanently strapped into a baby Bjorn, even when the parent is showering or driving.
Sure.
Now, of course, Croyer did say that the number one way to ensure your child never goes missing is still to forego sleeping forever and never let your child out of your sight until he or she is 18.
And if a parent can't help but want to take the smallest moment to themselves?
The report recommended taking a deep breath and calmly reminding yourself that having a child was your choice and what you want or need is no longer important.
Good tips. But, you know, hearing this report got me wondering if it's a little off, because when I'm out with my kids, I am never focused on them or their safety. I'm pretty much exclusively on Leslie time, daydreaming about the next work trip that will mercifully pull me away from my family or cataloging my favorite sandwiches in my head. But despite all that, my kids never get abducted. This report seems to suggest that they should have been a long time ago.
Well, Croyer did touch on this a little bit. She said that there are some outliers, and it basically comes down to the fact that sometimes a child just isn't all that desirable to abductors.
Ah, well, that definitely checks out in my situation. That's OPR's Loretta Cook. Thanks, Loretta.
You got it.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, nothing. No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
You might think that's all the news you should have today, but what do you say we loosen our belts and indulge in one more spoonful? Here's what else you need to know today. An alarming new report out today has found that the nation may be coming dangerously close to the point where it is no longer impressed by good singing voices. With an abundance of talented recording artists, audio streaming services, and singing competition television shows, all available to hear with the tap of a finger, researchers believe it may only be a matter of time before we take pitch-perfect singing voices completely for granted. Lucky for me, I only use mine to talk. And with more layoffs happening amid the pandemic, many companies are taking additional precautions. More private equity firms are today taking steps to ensure fired employees don't steal office supply companies on the way out. Good for those private equity partners. If the employees want to walk out of the building with a bunch of companies to ruin, they're going to have to pay for it themselves. And a fascinating new study out today is telling us a little more about our dreams and what they mean. Citing a 5-year-long sleep study, experts today now believe that dreaming about an ex probably means that they snuck in through your window while you were sleeping and you smelled them. And in some more vivid, more lucid instances, your past lover may have even taken the time to climb into your bed to rub their scents all over your sheets and pillows. This certainly would explain a lot. Well, that's it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. Be sure to join us tomorrow. We'll talk to the creator of a new Netflix series that examines what would have happened if the Nazis won the 1991 NBA Finals. I'm a bit of a history buff, so I'm excited for that one. See you then.